Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We're Baltimore Positive, positively getting ready for football. We're going to talk some trades with Luke Jones and the Orioles. Off season, off to a bang, at least. I mean, there's something happening. But meantime, Ravens looking to go over 500 for the first time this year. Luke Jones joins us now. He's been out in Owings Mills all week long. We're getting ready for the Jets and then quick turnaround, Cincinnati on the Thursday night. Happy Thanksgiving, my dude. Hope your family's got your turkey all picked out, dude.
Yeah, getting ready for that. It's hard to believe we're already just about at Thanksgiving. I mean, it feels like you wait so long for football season to begin, OTAs, training camp, hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. And then the season starts and it goes quickly. I mean, it really
Well, it feels
does.
like 5 minutes ago they were 1-5 and the season was
Yeah.
over, right? But yeah, we knew
Yeah.
better. Oh, you and I didn't throw dirt on them. We knew.
I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and say I was overly optimistic at 1-5. You're not going to be a Pollyanna about it, but you could see the path. Especially with the schedule that they had, knowing that they weren't dealing with a ton of season-ending injuries or anything like that. And to their credit, they've gotten up off the mat. Now, what does that mean for January? Their prospects for making a January run? I think that's far more, in the category of to be determined.
Well, my mom would say we'll see about that in January.
Sure, no question. In the meantime, they are dealing with another week where guys are banged up. As we said a couple weeks ago, when the injury report was clean, literally no one on it a couple weeks ago, we said, enjoy that while you can, because inevitably there's going to be some guys that are banged up. But Lamar Jackson missing another Wednesday practice, now with an ankle, I not to be an alarmist about it. I don't necessarily think it means he's not playing or anything like that. But
We never
when
know
you're
what anything means. That's
when
the beauty of the John Harbaugh press conference, you know? It's a
Well,
box of chocolates, you know?
but also just in the reality of, we know he's been banged up, right? I mean, he missed three games with the hamstring. He had the knee last week. I mean, it's evident he's running less than he ever has, right? And I don't think that's necessarily, I think some of it's by design, just in the sense that we've seen him run less and less the last couple of years. But when you look at the overall state of the offense, the issues they're having inside the red zone, the down-to-down consistency and success rate of the running game not being what it's been in the past, all of that, in an ideal world, you'd have a healthy Lamar Jackson practicing with the rest of an offense that needs to get more efficient, more consistent. Lamar's coming off of a game where certainly the pass protection wasn't there to help him out very much, but he didn't play a very, very good football game. But it's just where they are right now. The good news is, when you are playing the New York Jets, who are less than a month removed from trading their two best defensive players, you can afford to be on the cautious side at the beginning of the practice week with some of these guys when they need a day. I mean, it's late November, right? I mean, they've already had their bye week. John Harbaugh is going to have to manage practice reps for some of these guys when they're banged up. Kyle Hamilton was one of the guys that you and I talked about in the aftermath of Sunday's game in Cleveland with the way he was holding his shoulder at a few different points. I wasn't stunned to see that he wasn't out there for Wednesday's practice, right? We'll have a better idea as we get closer to Sunday whether any of these guys are truly in jeopardy of
Well, there is
missing,
no
but.
practice next week. That's another thing to point out
And
here,
right,
right?
no
Like,
question.
let's let Lamar rest. It's like all these guys rest. They got to play
Sure.
two football games in 4 days.
No question. And say what you want about the Bengals and their lack of defense, and it is a horrible defense. Joe Burrow's practicing fully this week. I mean, that's sounding like a guy who has a chance to play. And I'm not saying that Joe Flacco's been the problem for the Bengals. We know their defense, but it's still a different dynamic if Joe Burrow is back for that Thanksgiving night game. So I'm glad you brought that up. It was going to be my next point when you are talking about looking ahead, not in the sense of looking ahead that you're looking past an opponent from a competitive standpoint, but from an injury standpoint, from a health standpoint, managing guys' practice reps. If someone needs a day, maybe two even, you need to give them that extra rest because you do know that you have a quick turnaround next week and you want to win both these games, right? You have a great opportunity here to go into Black Friday and the other side of that Thursday night game with a 7-5 record, knowing that, yeah, business is going to pick back up come December with a schedule that's going to get tougher again after this respite in the month of November that they've been able to take advantage of to this point. So, it's not to be disrespectful to the Jets or to the Bengals for that matter, but we see what those teams are. The Ravens are clearly favored this week. They're going to be favored next Thursday night, and they should be. But at the same time, you want to try to be as healthy as you can be. And you are trying to manage this from a long-term standpoint. I mean, I've said it. I know you've talked about it. We've sparred about the general issue for years, but I see the Ravens having a really tough time getting this offense to where it needs to be and consistent enough and efficient enough without Lamar Jackson becoming a bigger part of the running game. However, you've got to try the best you can to get him to that point for December and especially January. So if that means he needs to sit out Wednesday practices for the next few weeks, so be it. I mean, that's what you have to
And if
do.
you can
So
win games without him having to run
sure,
or
right now,
disguising or hiding, or and they've been doing that, and you know
yeah, I mean,
they've won a lot of football games the last month with him not really being him.
yeah, exactly. So now the flip side of that is, how much healthier can someone get in season, knowing that you have the pass protection issues that you have, knowing how many times he was sacked and hit in Cleveland on Sunday, knowing that, yes, even the Jets, even without Quinnen Williams being part of that defensive front, they do still have Jermaine Johnson. They do still have Will McDonald, and they have some guys that can get after you a little bit. You know, they certainly don't have Sauce Gardner on the back end of their defense anymore, but you look at it in those terms and you kind of ask, okay, it's great. If you want to give Lamar Wednesdays for, you know, they've done it the last 2 weeks. We'll see what happens. You know, next week, they're not going to practice much, to your point. But how much healthier can he get? Can he get to 100%? Can he get to 95% with his legs? You know, that's the ultimate question. But in the meantime, you still have to win games and you have to prepare and you have to do what's necessary for that week's game. And you hope that you stay healthy. You hope that. I think I said this to you in the aftermath of the Cleveland game, or maybe it was before that, but you know, knowing you have a Thursday night game, this is one of those games where I'll say it. They're not going to, the Ravens aren't going to say it, and they can't think about it in these terms. But boy, how great would it be if you could play the kind of game you need to play through three and a half quarters, let's say, and you could actually have Snoop Huntley go out there for the last series or two
Or have
and give
Ronnie
them.
Stanley come off, right?
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. But we
Or whatever
also,
Kyle Hamilton is that will either get
sure.
him to post on Sunday or not. I mean, these are important football players. I mean,
Yeah, I mean,
in
yeah.
any football game, and certainly in the season.
Right. And since you mentioned that, I'll go down the list very quickly. You know, again, as we're speaking earlier in the practice week, I
Brought to you by
expect.
GBMC, by the way, because my colonoscopy's here this weekend. So if we're going to have injury reports, we're going to lead with me. So,
There you go.
so I'll be ready for game time on Sunday, according to Dr.
You
Hoskery.
should be. You should be. So, but you know, we talked about Lamar Jackson, Rashad Bateman's still out with the ankle, as I alluded to, Kyle Hamilton, and we saw that. I mean, three or four different points in Sunday's game in Cleveland, Hamilton was favoring that shoulder, so I wasn't
He's the
surprised.
key concern for me, even
Oh.
more than Lamar, because he didn't physically look right. Lamar looked like, maybe he's banged up, but Lamar doesn't look incapable of going out there. I would
Yeah.
think Hamilton at some point is going to be incapable of making a tackle with a shoulder like that.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, and look, was it more of the stinger kind of an issue, or is there something structurally going on there? And look, we've seen, I mean, Ray Lewis multiple times in his career played with a harness, right? And so it's not as though there's necessarily this
We
grave
got to get us some of
concern
that
about it.
deer
The deer
oil
antler spray,
with the
yeah.
deer antler spray, yeah.
But yeah, Kyle Hamilton, and you said it. I mean, look, there is no position on the field more valuable than the franchise quarterback, an elite franchise quarterback for any football team. However, what Kyle Hamilton has become for this defense and his versatility and the way he can line up at six different spots on any different play and make a major impact. I mean, he's the Lamar Jackson of the defense at this point in
Well,
time.
their
I mean,
play
that's how
calls they
in.
will not have in their book if Kyle Hamilton's
No
not on the
doubt.
field
No
Sunday.
doubt. Or the calls just aren't as dynamic, right? I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, you have someone lining up at edge rusher, but if it's Kyle Hamilton, it's a different story. You know, if you have someone lining up at linebacker like he does at times, that's fine, but it's not going to be as dynamic as Kyle Hamilton. I mean, you go down the list of the positions he plays, but so certainly keep an eye on him. Isaiah Likely dealing with a calf. Roquan Smith, hamstring. Is that more of a rest thing from the hamstring injury he had a month ago, where, look, I mean, guys come back and they're still going to be tender and sore from time to time. Or is that something new? Remains to be seen. I did see him in the locker room, walking in the locker room. Didn't, you know, he didn't stop at his locker to talk to reporters, but that generally is a decent sign that it's not anything overly serious. But and Ronnie Stanley was dealing with a little bit of an illness, and Andrew Voorhees with a foot. So they do have a pretty extensive list of starters and Pro Bowl players that are banged up this week. Good news, Marlon Humphrey's back on the practice field. Justice Hill's full go. That certainly makes an impact in terms of their blitz pickup and third down and passing situations. So they do look like they're going to get a couple of those guys back that missed this past Sunday, but we'll be keeping an eye on those names. And this is the one thing John Harbaugh said that I completely buy. He said, look, it's week 12. Guys are banged up. Some guys are going to miss Wednesday practice. Some guys are going to miss Wednesday and Thursday, but they're still going to be okay for Friday and game day. So you have to manage that because you don't have your bye week, right? I mean, your bye week's already, that ship has sailed. So you don't have you're not going to be the number one seed. So you don't have that target date where, okay, can we get to this point in time and then everyone can rest up.
Well, the target date Sunday at 1 o'clock, and week to week at this point, at least until they get out of the jam they're in, where they can afford to lose a game, right? I
Yeah,
mean,
well, I mean, but even there, I mean, you don't even want to think in those terms, but I'm just talking in terms of a target, like when can you rest? And the closest thing they have left is Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, after this 2 day, 2 games in 5 day stretch. But
it feels
you still,
different being 1-1 than 2-0 on Friday.
yeah, I mean, they still need to win, right? I mean, absolutely. And the since you and I, we're reconvening for the first time since hearing about the Aaron Rodgers thing, it doesn't sound like, even if he misses this week, it doesn't sound like he's going to miss much time, right? That doesn't sound like that wrist is going to be a multi-week thing. So point is, Ravens need to keep winning, right? I mean, they can't let up. I mean, we talked about one of the biggest takeaways from finding a way in Cleveland on Sunday, as ugly as it was, as much as they needed to rely on a little bit of a gadget play to take the lead, with just inside the last couple minutes. They got the job done, and whatever margin for error they have, which is, they don't need to win out to win this division, I don't think. They don't need to win out to make the playoffs, but you also know you have a much more formidable schedule the last 4 5 weeks of the season than looking at Sunday and even that Thursday night with Cincinnati at home. Now, going to Cincinnati in a few weeks, that's a little bit of a different story. Point is, you don't want to drop these 2 games now, and then you're in a position where you say, oh my gosh, you need to win out, anything like that. So, not to sit here and say that I have these major concerns about the Jets game, because I don't. Tyrod Taylor is going to start. Does he do a little more with throwing the ball than Justin Fields? Sure. Does he have the same legs as Justin Fields at this point in his career? No, of course not. But the Jets are where they are, right? There's a reason why the Jets traded their two best defensive players at the trade deadline. It's because they're terrible. Right. So there's no excuse. Go out there and take care of business. And it doesn't need to be by 5 touchdowns. But to the point we made a few minutes ago, knowing you are a little banged up, including some of your best players, boy, it'd be nice if you can go out, start fast offensively, which they have not done in quite a while, and build a lead, build the kind of lead where you can at least, John Harbaugh can look up at the clock and say, okay, there's 7 minutes to go. We lead by, I don't know, three scores, whatever. Can we get Lamar out for the last series here? Can we get Lamar or get Ronnie Stanley out of there for the last series here? Can we give Kyle Hamilton a blow because that shoulder he's dealing with? So, we're going to see though, because this is also a team that hasn't necessarily blown out many opponents, right? I mean, Cleveland in week two and Miami back on October 30th,
I'm going to
right?
go
I
through
mean,
the Wayback Machine right now for all the listeners and do the Wayne's World. They need to blow more teams out.
I mean,
That was your
I,
quote 2 years ago.
right. I mean, it's, yeah. And when I say something like that, obviously it's not to be disrespectful to the rest of the league or to suggest that that's something that's simple to do. But yeah, when you are dealing with 2 games in 5 days and you know that next Thursday night, it's looking more and more possible, if not even likely, that Joe Burrow is playing in that game. And look, the Bengals aren't going to make the playoffs. Their defense is terrible. That said, that if Joe Burrow's coming back, he'd love nothing more than to
Wreck
hand
you.
the Ravens a loss or two, right? Mess up whatever teams they're facing that's in the playoff hunt the rest of the way. So, that's just where you kind of look at this game and say, can you start fast? Can you convert inside the red zone? I mean, that's been such an issue for them. That's something they have to get better at. They have to. You are not going to beat playoff teams kicking field goals inside the red zone. Kicking field goals from the 35-yard line, that's a different story. But when you're getting inside the 20, and especially even the Ravens with these goal to go situations where they've had to settle for some field goals, you cannot do that in the modern game and expect to beat playoff teams. You can do that against the Browns. You can do that against the Jets. So it's not necessarily critical for Sunday's game, but in a big picture sense, it's something they have to get better with. But you need to be more precise and fine and efficient. And part of that deals with practice. And that's where we kind of go back to the beginning and say, yeah, that's where it's not ideal that Lamar's not out there for Wednesday practice. But if he needs a day to get right physically or to get better physically than what he is, then you have to do it, right? I mean, you have no choice. So that's where you kind of just look at this team, and they have some nagging injuries right now that don't appear to be anything like overly serious, at least the early indication. But yeah, that is going to impact your preparation during the week and may not matter against the Jets. But like we said, some of those issues that they are dealing with, and they are things they need to clean up and improve as they get into the month of December when the competition will pick up and those issues will become more crucial.
Luke Jones is here. He is Baltimore Luke. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery after Thanksgiving, getting back. And again, I want to thank GBMC for being hospitable in the hospital for me on Friday, taking good care of me. We'll be talking more about men's health issues and all sorts of health issues, and certainly Ravens health issues at this point. Go off the beaten path here because we're doing a little preview on the Jets, but just more like where they are in the season. Where are you on Derrick Henry? And the running, the ensemble, whatever the ensemble is. I mean, he got the quarterback blown up in a pass set. We're all like, hey, get him out there on different downs, get Justice Hill off. We see Justice Hill being an outstanding blocker, picking up blitzes for his size and all of that. I just where the running attack is when Lamar's gimpy. If Lamar is going to behave like a real quarterback on Sunday and only run the ball two, three, four times in scrambles or wherever they are, then that running game needs to be what we thought it was going to be 2 years ago. And, I'm not down on Derrick Henry, and certainly I'm probably down on the offensive line, and that's probably the answer you're going to give me. But you would like to think that at some point the running game could win a game, right, against a bad team. And not have to have Lamar go in a phone booth, or even Lamar be anything more than what Snoop Huntley is, through the course of four quarters this week to get them there. And that involves the running game. Somebody, I mean, it, not named Lamar, by the way, who's still their best play is Lamar running.
I mean, look, I think Derrick Henry has been as consistently explosive or breaking tackles to the degree that he did last year? Probably not. But that's not to suggest that it's this dramatic, like I'm suggesting he's washed up or anything like that. I mean, for all the hand-wringing about him, he has 807 rushing yards through 10 games, right? I mean, he's already, he's well on his way to having a 1400 yard season, something like that. So, no, I'm not concerned with Derrick Henry. I think, as I said, is he breaking as many tackles as he did last year? Is he quite as explosive? I don't know. I mean, go look at some of his max speed numbers, with next gen stats that track that stuff, says he's still plenty fast, right? I mean, he's still freakishly fast for some of his
He
size.
feels more
How?
tackleable this year. Yeah.
Well, but that to me is still where I go back to the offensive line.
Right. He doesn't have 6 yards of space between him and the first defender, right?
I think the piece here to look at when, to your point, and as we've talked about, Lamar's not running as much, right? Whether that's partially by design, and I think in a big picture sense, we've seen that trend that way the last couple of years, right? I mean, last year he didn't run as much as he did the year before, go down the list. So that's part of it, but we also know that he's been banged up. And I would think, I mean, even go back to the scramble early in the game that, his one good run that he had against the Browns, he got tripped up. I mean, that looked like the kind of run that Lamar at 100% and as explosive as we've seen him be, scores on. He didn't. Not the end of the world. But I think for me, the piece that needs to bridge the gap, so to speak, here for their running game is I don't think it's necessarily more Derrick Henry. I think it's a little more Keaton Mitchell. And I think, not certainly not, if Keaton Mitchell's going to contribute to a turnover the way that he did, with a pass going off his hands in Cleveland, leading to a pick six. You don't want that. But I think, they've had their issues running between the tackles. We know that, right? And that's primarily going to be Derrick Henry's job, and as far as carrying in those spots. But if you're looking at it in terms of replicating, not that it's going to be the exact replica because it's not like he's taking the handoff, but if there's someone that's going to test teams on the perimeter a little bit more. And we know Derrick Henry can take a sweep and run outside and all that. So I'm not saying that that's not, that doesn't continue to be part of what you do, but I do wonder if it's involving Keaton Mitchell a little bit more. And it's not to say that it becomes an even split, that he gets 15 carries and Derrick Henry gets 17. Like, I'm not suggesting that, but does it mean Keaton Mitchell maybe gets a few more, where we're talking he gets six, seven touches, maybe eight touches if things are really going well for him. And that, that cuts into a little bit of Derrick Henry's workload. I have no problem with that because to me, it's diversifying your running game a little bit more. So, but in the larger picture, looking at this, from the 30,000 foot perspective, it's the offensive line. I mean, it's not physical enough. They're not winning at the line of scrimmage consistently enough. And that shows up in these goal to go situations. That's shown up in short yardage. That
Where
has
there is
shown
no
up.
hole, literally.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it shows up in those situations where a team knows that you need to run the ball for 2 yards here. And
We're not going to let you.
can you do it? And now they did it on the hurricane play with Mark Andrews. And look, people can call that a trick play, gadget play, whatever. The Ravens executed that so well, right? And they blocked. I mean, go look at the blocks that Charlie Kohler and Patrick Ricard, laid out there on Andrews, for his ability to score there. So you can do that when you need to, but in terms of just like your conventional, regular running game, so to speak, their offensive line has left a lot to be desired. And I know that was a hot topic again this week, and John Harbaugh earlier in the week, kind of stuck up for the offensive line, said that they're playing pretty darn well. And I know fans lost their mind over that. And I will just say this: Harbaugh rarely is going to dress down a player unless it's an issue of effort or if it's something where someone is blowing their assignments mentally, right? That's generally where you're going to see John Harbaugh take a player to task. Otherwise, if he feels guys are playing hard and they're the best option they have, you're not going to hear him just say, "Oh, our offensive line stinks," right? As much as fans might want to hear that, he knows that his players are listening too, right? And there's always an element to
Well, it
that.
really
So,
speaks volumes also to where Ben Cleveland and some
yeah,
of
I
their
mean, it
other
speaks to the
draft picks
depth,
are. I mean,
right?
we could sit here and beat up DaCosta about all that, and we'll get to Mike Elias and trading off Brayson
Yeah.
Rodriguez as well. But these are the kinds of decisions they made in the offseason that
Yeah.
I
You
don't
have
want to
to
say have
live
come back to
with.
haunt them, right? Unless you're going to go deal for Kevin Zeitler at the trade
Yeah.
deadline and give up a fourth round pick or something,
And we saw how few offensive linemen actually moved during the trade deadline. I think what? Trevor Penning might have been the only one. What, maybe one other one. But this is just the reality. The one guy that I'm keeping my eyes on, over the next few weeks, who maybe could factor in, is Emory Jones, a third round rookie. He's been practicing now for over a month, but he missed his entire spring and summer. I mean, he's the third round pick. Is he going to be, can he unseat Voorhees or Vaalele? I mean, I want to say it's impossible because the bar is not that high. That said, doesn't mean he's going to be ready to challenge for that job. So, it kind of is what it is. And that's why, as I said, in a big picture standpoint, it's tough for me to see this offense really getting to a place that it's been in the past, previous years where this offense is just humming without Lamar becoming a bigger factor of their running game, which right now is not reality. Now, can that be the reality come January? You hope so. I mean, you hope that that can be more of an option for you. But I also understand you're not going to do it right now if he's not 100%, right? As he's dealing with some of these minor ailments, but ailments nonetheless. So we're going to see how it plays out. I certainly don't think it will hinder their ability too much to win a football game against a woeful football team on Sunday in the Jets, but you want to try to start fast. You don't want to be in a position like what happened in Cleveland where you turn the ball over a couple times and give a team hope. The thing the Ravens need to do on Sunday is not give the Jets any hope whatsoever out of the gate. And then we can talk about potentially resting a few guys in the fourth quarter as you get ready for that Thursday night game in Cincinnati or against Cincinnati in Baltimore.
He's Luke Jones. He will be ready for game time on Sunday. He's been out in Owings Mills all week long. Get ready for the Jets. I would say he'll be out there all week long next week, but there ain't no week next week. Thursday night football. Ravens taking on the Bengals. We'll all be watching the Joe Burrow forecast as well. Our Maryland Crab Cake Tour gets back out on the road. We're going to have some new locations for you before Christmas time. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Again, big appreciation to our partners at GBMC, all of our partners, Curio Wellness and Farm Daughter, as well as our friends at Toyota, all of them for supporting us here. It is a happy Thanksgiving week. It'll be a little happier maybe at 4 o'clock if the Ravens can get themselves to above 500. He's Luke. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.